Dear Cheap Astronomy, could you really grow plants on the moon or on Mars without shipping in a whole lot of nutrients? This question is really about whether you could ship in a baseload of nutrients that would be adequate to sustain a long-term ecosystem in space that effectively cycled all the key nutrients needed to keep plants alive. So the first essential factor for plant growth is liquid water. And to have liquid water, you firstly need a stable temperature range where it will neither freeze nor boil away, and you also need a certain atmospheric pressure, or the water will just boil away anyway, and you'll also need a certain atmospheric humidity, or the water will slowly evaporate away. From there, you then need the other ingredients of photosynthesis, which are carbon dioxide and light. And although plants do produce oxygen as a byproduct of photosynthesis, you will need the atmosphere that the plants are growing in to already have an oxygen partial pressure that's similar to Earth. Even though the green parts of plants can produce their own oxygen under light, they still have to survive through the night, and any crop plants will need oxygen aerated soil all day long to keep their roots alive. So before we even get to the nutrients, you can see that if we're going to grow plants in space, we'll need to grow them in a pressure sealed, temperature regulated and humidified enclosure. And you'll probably also need some artificial lighting. Natural light on the moon is problematic. It's great for 2 weeks, but then you get total darkness for 2 weeks, which would not be conducive to productive plant growth, and it would play havoc with their diurnally regulated hormone systems that drive flowering and fruiting. The natural light on Mars would be better for diurnal regularity, but Mars only receives about 60% of the Earth's average solar flux, so that would mean low productivity anyway. But okay, let's now think about the nutrients. Plants need nitrogen to build proteins and chlorophyll, and phosphorus to build nucleic acids. Calcium, magnesium, and sulfur are also needed to build various specialized molecules that are used in plant structure and metabolism. And there's also potassium, and probably sodium, which aren't so involved in biochemistry, but are vital to maintaining a plant's fluid balance and various osmotic pumping mechanisms. After that, you have the micronutrients, the lack of which might not kill plants outright, but their absence will impact on productivity and growth and could eventually kill them. The principal micronutrients are iron, boron, molybdenum, copper, zinc, manganese, and chlorine. So, to create a sustainable ecosystem in space, suitable to grow crops, you first need to grapple with the engineering issues involved in creating an adequately pressurized, heated, humidified, and lighted growing environment. With sufficient solar flux, solar panels, and storage batteries, you could certainly power such a system, but it's still going to need regular maintenance and a ready supply of spare parts, which are either managed by humans or a team of clever robots, much cleverer than any we are able to build today. Look out for a movie called Silent Running if you want some examples. As for cycling nutrients, sure, if you start with a batch of plants in fertile soil and their life cycles are short, you might be able to keep the soil replenished as those plants live, absorb nutrients from the soil, and then die, but breaking down deceased plant material to return nutrients to the soil really requires fungi and bacteria, and you'd probably need earthworms as well for further processing and to keep the soil well mixed and aerated. So there has to be enough constant cycling of plant material to feed and sustain populations of such partner organisms. And of course, the plants will need to be pollinated to produce future generations, which means insects, if not birds and even mammals. In a nutshell, it takes an ecosystem to raise a potato. Or otherwise it needs the intervention of a human farmer, or a clever robot, to manage the entire life cycle of a plant and maintain its soil. And of course humans are also useful at producing fresh carbon dioxide, not to mention fertilizer.